Florida versus Walgreens. I'm Chris Foster. Fox News, a trial accusing the drugstore chain of contributing to opioid addiction in the state starts today. Let's go live to Fox's Evan Brown.
Yeah, Chris, Florida is suing Walgreens, claiming the retail pharmacy was a key part in funneling more than 2 million pain pills to a small town.
The marketing, the distributing, these practices that led to where we are today cannot happen again in the future.
Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody, those millions of opioid pills were sent to a Walgreens in the town of Hudson, Florida. That's enough pills to give all 12,000 residents a six-month supply. Monies awarded in court will be used to help towns prevent and treat drug addictions, Chris.
Evan, there are satellite images of what appears to be an 8-mile-long Russian military convoy in eastern Ukraine heading toward the Donbas region in the southeastern part of the country. The Russian military, meantime, reports taking out some of Ukraine's air defense systems over the weekend. Police officers in Buffalo, New York, who pushed an elderly protester to the ground, are cleared of any legal or procedural wrongdoing.
An arbitrator has ruled that Buffalo police officers Robert McCabe and Aaron Torgalski did not violate the department's use of force guidelines when they pushed a 75-year-old protester to the ground in June of 2020. The incident, which drew national attention, showed Martin Gugino being shoved by the officers who were clearing racial injustice protesters for an 8 p.m. curfew. Gugino fell backwards, hitting his head. He spent about a month in the hospital with a fractured skull and brain injury. The arbitrator said in his decision that there is, quote, no evidence that the officers had any other options other than to move Gugino out of the way. The Buffalo News reports that the officers who were suspended without pay will be reinstated. In New York, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Round one of the presidential election in France has President Emmanuel Macron in first ahead of his far-right rival from the last election, Marie Le Pen. They're on the ballot in a runoff election in 2 weeks. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The top Republican in the Senate says Democrats are headed for a pretty good beating in November's midterm elections.
Republican Senator Mitch McConnell on Fox News Sunday said he already has an idea of what he would focus on with a GOP majority in Congress.
Crime, education, beefing up the defense of our country.
McConnell says he doesn't feel the president has lived up to the centrist candidate he campaigned to be.
If I'm the majority leader in the Senate and Kevin McCarthy's the Speaker of the House, we'll make sure Joe Biden is a moderate.
Midterm primaries or runoffs are scheduled in 13 states next month. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Advocates for people with a common disease are hoping for more public awareness.
This is House Call for Health. April is Irritable Bowel Syndrome Awareness Month, commonly referred to as IBS. It's estimated around 10 to 15% of Americans have it. However, many are undiagnosed, don't realize their symptoms are an actual disorder. For most, it's a chronic condition in which people experience issues with abdominal pain or discomfort when it comes to their bowel movements. Depending on the severity, there are many types of treatments, including stress management, drug therapy, pain management techniques, or even keeping a diary to help find factors that worsen or bring on symptoms. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Julian Lennon says this is the first time he's ever publicly performed one of his father John's most famous songs.
Above us on the sky. Imagine all the people.
It's on YouTube as part of a Stand Up for Ukraine celebrity campaign in support of humanitarian efforts there. He writes he's always said the only time he'd ever consider performing Imagine is for the end of the world, but changed his mind because He says the song reflects the light at the end of the tunnel that we're all hoping for. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.